Let's move ahead. What are the principles of capital budgeting? So what are things you need to keep in mind when you're taking a capital budgeting decision? First and foremost, when you're talking about capital budgeting, it's important to understand these are projects where investment is very high in the initial year and they will give you profits or cash flows across number of years. When I'm saying across number of years, the estimated life of project is always more than 1 year. It could be 3 years, 5 years or 10 years. So they are those projects which have potential of generating huge cash flows. And that's the reason the primary focus of capital budgeting is always on cash flows and not on accounting income. So you're not looking at profitability per se of the company only. You're looking at how much cash flow comes in for the money which you have invested. When we are talking about cash flows, these cash flows are those money which the project generates. So how much additional or incremental money is coming to you? You already have your top line defined, you have your revenues in place, but these decisions are going to talk about your incremental revenues coming in from the project where you have invested the money. So these decisions are basically decisions which talk about how can incremental cash flows of the company increase. So if you are right now making sales of 10 lakh units, taking a capital budgeting decision or changing a technology or changing a machinery or a plant, are you able to achieve sales of like 15 lakh units? Okay, so these decisions are basically based on how much cash flow has come in because of you investing money in fixed assets. Next very important thing to understand about these cash flows are always based on opportunity cost. When we talk about opportunity cost, what is opportunity cost? Opportunity cost is foregoing one decision to take another. So I'm going to look at maybe 5 project proposals and I'm going to select the top best 2 among it, forego the next 3. All 5 are profitable, but I do have a capital budget constraint and I'll only pick up 1 or 2. That is nothing but losing those 3 projects is my opportunity cost loss. I'm also foregoing investing that money somewhere else, but in the project. So when you're taking a capital budgeting decision, you're investing say 100 crore rupees in the first 2 years into a new project. That means you are utilizing the money of the shareholders for the next 2 years without giving them any kind of returns. We are waiting for the cash flow to start from the 3rd year. That is nothing but opportunity cost loss of revenues in terms of money for the first 2 years. So please understand all these cash flows are based on opportunity cost. Time value of money also tells you the same thing, that every money which you're going to receive in future would come with a diminishing value. So check the opportunity cost when you are always investing into any such capital investments. Third is timing of cash flows. Whenever you're looking at the project, timing of cash flow becomes very, very important. When we are saying timing of cash flow, we know that a venture capitalist also, when it comes in and invest money in the business, they want to invest the money in a project over 2 or 3 years. They would not pool in the entire money together. This is what even companies would usually do. They not pool in the entire money. They would phase-wise release the money investment into the business. First. Second, timing of cash flow also means whatever project you have undertaken, what kind of cash flows are coming into it, whether they're coming in for 3 years, they're coming from the 4th year, and how much cash flow is coming. So is it that you're getting huge cash flows in the initial years because the new product development or new innovation which you did, people like that innovation, they consume the product more in the initial years because of you getting a competitive advantage? Or is it that you're going to, you know, wait for the consumers to pick in the taste or the look or feel of the new product and, you know, the demand to increase after the 4th or the 5th year? So when is the cash flow going to come? Usually companies prefer taking up those particular projects which gives huge amount of cash flows in the initial years. So higher the cash flow in the initial years, better is the project. So timing of the cash flow is also very crucial to check to take a capital budgeting decision. If you have the cash flows coming after 10 years or 15 years, by the time there is a very high risk of technology getting obsolete or change in market demand, etc., which could impact your entire profitability. The fourth very important principle is post-tax analysis. When we talk about post-tax analysis, any cash flow which is coming into this from these projects, they are all always accounted after tax. So I'm going to look at cash flows after tax, because after tax is the money which is remaining with the business, is the cash which remains with the business. So I'll not take the entire cash flow. I'll only consider the cash flows after taking tax into consideration. When I'm also investing money, I'm also keeping aside some kind of depreciation. The depreciation is also accounted for these projects, and tax planning is done well in advance so that the capital budgeting process or the entire decision earns a better market or profitability for the business. So in case you're replacing the machinery after 3 years or 5 years, that's also accounted in your capital budgeting decision. So post-tax analysis is what is done when it comes to cash flow in any kind of capital budgeting decisions. Okay, now let's go ahead. After principles of capital budgeting, let us look at the capital budgeting process based on these following principles. You know what has been the steps in capital budgeting. You also now know what are the principles. Let us make a mix of this entire capital budgeting process based on the following principles. That means whenever you're going to look at the principles and steps, there are some things which would be always checked or always used when you are doing the business. That means you need to keep this in mind when you're doing a capital budgeting process, how the entire decision gets changed based on these particular factors. First is profitability. In capital budgeting process, profitability becomes very, very crucial. So when I am going to compare projects, project A with B, C or D, whatever are the project proposals, the best project would be the one which gives me the higher profitability. So I'm always looking at a project which gives me a higher profitability versus my investment. So how much profit is a particular project giving? If the project doesn't give me profit, I'll not invest in that project. So first, always you'll check profitability of the idea or the proposal which is submitted to you before you do capital budgeting. So first step is do check the profitability in case of a capital budgeting decision. Second, very important, cash flow. For all the projects, it's important that you find out how much would be the cash flows. How do you find out the cash flows? You'll do a demand forecasting or a sales forecasting and try to understand the money coming in form of revenues to the business. Forecast this. Also find out what is, you know, for different years, what is the kind of investment. So even your outflows are, you know, well defined. So do find out the total outflows with the period as well as the inflows over the estimated life of the project. This is nothing but finding out cash flows. Third, after you know the that it's a profitable project and you've invested money in, you already have your cash flow numbers in place, find out the true time value of money. So find out what is the present value of the money which you're going to earn in future. What is the total worth of the money of this project based on the concept of discounting cash flow. So use DCF technique to find out the value of all your cash flows. After you have done this, only and only consider incremental cash flows. We've already decided that we are not going to look at the total revenue. So if I'm going to sell the same product, I'm not going to look at the same revenue. I'm going to do something new, and I will only look at, after doing something new, what's an additional money which I could earn. So if the company is making selling 10 lakh units and the next year the target is 12 lakh units, maybe the company achieves it without any change or any incremental investment. If the company is investing something, then it would not be 12 lakh units. It should be 13 or 14 lakhs. So what's incremental here? The additional 1 lakh or 2 lakh of units which you have sold. So look at incremental cash flow. How much has the cash flows increased incrementally in increment based on the decision which you have taken? Do a risk assessment. Risk assessment basically means try to see what are the different risks associated over the number of years of the estimated life of the project. So what could be the change in demand? What could be the change in competitor strategy? After you come up with any such kind of capital budgeting decision, how will it impact the cash flows? Do a sensitivity analysis and scenario analysis and find out the intrinsic value of the firm. Find out what would be the value of the firm based on different scenarios, boom, recession, with a person, competitor coming in the market, not coming in the market, and take the right decision. Next is, it's a standalone principle. Capital budgeting decision, when you are checking a project, you don't check it in conjunction with another project. You'll take a standalone proposal, standalone decision, whether you will do it, what's the benefit, what are the pros and cons for this decision. So it should be a standalone principle when it comes to capital budgeting. For each project, you'll make a feasibility report and plan your budgeting process accordingly. Next is, ensure whatever decision you take or whatever investment you do, capital investment you do in this entire process, they are consistent with the corporate strategy. That means I cannot just falter with the strategy. I cannot make a product which does not matches my company's, you know, style. So if I am Apple, I cannot make a phone which would be sold in the market for 10,000 rupees. Because when we talk about Apple, it talks about innovation. It also talks about brand in the mind of consumers. It is said to be a phone which is very costly. So I will not venture into that market which falters with my strategy of catering to the niche market. So consistency with corporate strategy. Okay, very, very important. So a customer sees value in the phone, because it feels that it has a different format of customers. It should be pricey. So you're not going to change that particular vision and mission of the company. No change in the strategy because of a capital budgeting decision. Be consistent with the decision. Go ahead in the same format. Next is capital rationing. Capital rationing is deciding what's your total capital budget. In how many projects will you put the money? Whether 1, 2, 10 or 5. Or whether you put the entire money in the top best two projects. How much money will you put in? From where would you raise the money? And how would the investment look? That is nothing but the capital rationing. You'll ration the capital so that the company, if ever gets a has invested or makes a loss in the initial years, your entire shareholder value does not get impacted. Next is flexibility. Ensure that whatever project you have put in money, in case of any change in the future market scenario, the project is flexible enough to get changed. It should be accommodative that you are able to fit in or get in something new. So there should be some flexibility in changing the style, type in the product to ensure a longer product life cycle compared to what it is now. So flexibility is very important based on customer feedback, based on, you know, market receptiveness. Your project should be flexible enough to cater to the needs to ensure cash flow keeps on coming in. Last and very important thing in the process, the principle which you should remember is ethical consideration. Okay, any kind of capital budgeting process decision which is taken, please ensure it is ethical. When we say ethical, it should be, you know, maybe sustainable, it should be catering to the government norms, it should be true to the customers, not damaging or hampering the health of the consumers. So take decisions which are ethical in nature. Try to ensure you follow all the compliances and legal or tax issues, and you don't falter into your consideration to manage your goodwill and brand image going forward. So capital budgeting process, we've seen these 10 very important factors which you should consider while you are doing investing into any new fixed asset to earn more and more money going forward. Coming to evaluation and selection of capital projects, we've now seen initially what the process is, how the steps are, what factors are getting impacting when we were taking a capital budgeting decision. It is equally important to understand how are these capital budgeting projects evaluated and selected. What is the basis of selection? What are these criteria which actually impact the capital budgeting decision? First and very, very much important factor which impacts or gets affected when you're selecting a capital project is whether it's an independent project or a mutually exclusive project. What do you mean by independent project? Independent project is that project which is not dependent on anybody. Okay, which is standalone. It is completely different compared to all other projects. It has a different top line. It has a different impact. It actually will give you a different profitability number. It's completely different than other projects. So it is independent versus all other projects. It's a standalone. It doesn't impact any other project. Second is mutually exclusive project. That means when I am actually checking at the feasibility of the project, I find the two projects look same. They give me the same profitability, they give me the same estimated number of life, and both of them look the same. When it comes to cash flows, it matches. When I'm evaluating, the profitability matches. Both would get the same form of investors. If that's the case, they are said to be mutually exclusive projects. In case it's an independent project and I'm checking the profitability and feasibility, it is very easy to take a decision. If the project is, you know, profitable, I will invest my money in the project. If it's mutually exclusive project, it becomes very difficult for the company to decide which project to pick up. There is a possibility that the company may pool in money for both the projects, or there is a possibility that the company would take up one project and leave the other. However, both the projects look the same. Now, in the second scenario, even if it's a mutually exclusive project, if the company has foregone one project, and maybe that project could have been in future, it comes to know it would have been more profitable depending on the market scenario, then the company is at loss. So we are not only looking at independent or mutually exclusive project basis the number, but we'll also look at the market feasibility, risk assessment, scenario and sensitivity analysis to decide how to invest money. So decision would change based on type of project, whether it's independent or mutually exclusive project. So take the decision depending on what category of the project it is. Next is project sequencing. Project sequencing basically means I have now decided that the company will take up 10 new projects over the period of 5 years. When I have decided this, I'm going to invest X money, which is already planned. I may sequence a project, which project to pick up first, which to pick up second, and so on. In case your sequencing goes wrong, that means you've decided to pick up project first and second, and these two projects in the first year are basically those projects which are not generating good cash flows or they are giving you losses, it impacts your investment for the other project going forward. Maybe they were all interrelated projects and first two projects making loss has no cash flows for the future projects to be done. So project sequencing becomes very, very crucial. Usually a company would try to sequence and take up the project which gives better cash flows in the near years compared to a project which gives, you know, major cash flows in the farther years. So try to sequence a project which gives you a better cash flows initially so that your sequencing is good enough for the company to pick up or keep on innovating or picking up new projects. So project sequencing is also equally crucial for the capital budgeting process. The third very important criteria for selection is what kind of funds does the company have? Does it have unlimited funds or whether the company has to take into care capital rationing? Unlimited funds means I know that today I have 10 projects and I have 100 of crores which I can put in all the 10 projects. I have a lot of funds. I can also, you know, pool in the funds or get in more and more from the market. It's easy for me to raise money from the market. So a lot of funds available and I can start all the projects together. That is nothing but the company having unlimited funds for taking up projects. There is also a possibility that the projects are very smaller. Okay, small innovations and all could be done together. And the company has sufficient money or could pool in sufficient money for doing all the projects together. If that's the case, you have unlimited funds. There is no problem in choosing the projects. All profitable projects could be done together. Next is versus capital rationing. When we're talking about capital rationing basically talks about only investing money in those projects which would be more profitable compared to others. So I would have a capital budget in place. I'll try only pick up those projects which would require comparatively lesser investments but gives me maximum profitability initially. So rank the projects, decide how much money to allocate for the project and pick up those projects which give you better cash flows, you know, early. So that's about capital rationing. So for evaluation and selection of the capital projects, you would definitely look at these three important aspects, whether it is independent or mutually exclusive project, whether you decide them, then try to sequence all the project proposals for their feasibility and profitability, which you have already checked, and then check at the kind of capital or funds which are available to ensure there is sufficient money available for investment of the project. Whether it's unlimited money or capital rationing would depend on the type of company which you are in. I hope you all are clear with what are the different investment decisions which a company takes up and what's the process of capital budgeting. In the next few chapters, we'll take ahead with what are the different capital budgeting techniques which are used for further evaluating this project. Thank you.